January 21. As our example, Christ is all and in all. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:4. The ethics inculcated by the gospel acknowledge no standard but the perfection of God's mind, God's will. God requires from his creatures conformity to his will. Imperfection of character is sin, and sin is the transgression of the law. All righteous attributes of character dwell in God as a perfect harmonious whole. Everyone who receives Christ as his personal Savior is privileged to possess these attributes. This is the science of holiness. How glorious are the possibilities set before the fallen race. Through his Son, God has revealed the excellency to which man is capable of attaining. Through the merits of Christ, man is lifted from his depraved state, purified and made more precious than the golden wedge of Ophir. It is possible for him to become a companion of the angels in glory and to reflect the image of Jesus Christ, shining even in the bright splendor of the eternal throne. It is his privilege to have faith that through the power of Christ he shall be made immortal. Yet how seldom he realizes to what heights he could attain if he would allow God to direct his every step. God permits every human being to exercise his individuality. He desires no one to submerge his mind in the mind of a fellow mortal. Those who desire to be transformed in mind and character are not to look to man, but to the divine example. God gives the invitation, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." By conversion and transformation, men are to receive the mind of Christ. Everyone is to stand before God with an individual faith, an individual experience, knowing for himself that Christ is formed within the hope of glory. For us to imitate the example of any man, even one whom we might regard as nearly perfect in character, would be to put our trust in a defective human being, one who is unable to impart a jot or tittle of perfection. As our example, we have one who is all and in all, the chiefest among 10,000, one whose excellency is beyond comparison. He graciously adapted his life for universal imitation. United in Christ were wealth and poverty, majesty and abasement, unlimited power and meekness and lowliness, which in every soul who receives him will be reflected. In him, through the qualities and powers of the human mind, the wisdom of the greatest teacher the world has ever known was revealed. Before the world, God is developing us as living witnesses to what men and women may become through the grace of Christ. Signs of the Times, September 3, 1902.